Welcome to Brains and Bots, where AI meets small business. Join us as we explore how AI can save your time, boost productivity, and fuel growth.
Okay, so AI, right. It's everywhere these days.
Seriously, everywhere.
I mean, you see AI-generated art all over the place these days. You hear about music composed by algorithms, and it's all pretty mind-blowing.
It really is.
But today, we're going to go past the hype. We're going to like really dive deep into this.
Yeah.
We found this really great article called The Evolving Role of Creatives in an AI-Driven World.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
And we want to use this article to like really try to understand how is AI changing creative industries?
Right.
But even more than that, how can it actually make human creativity better? And not just, you know, take over and replace everything.
Definitely. That's the big question everyone's asking. Like, are robots coming for my job?
Exactly. So are robots coming for your creative job?
Yeah. Well, this article really gets into the nuts and bolts of it.
Okay, cool.
And I think it starts by acknowledging this huge thing that's about to happen, like a potential economic earthquake that AI is about to unleash.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like, the article cites this PwC report that predicts something crazy, like a $15.7 trillion boost to the global economy.
Yeah.
By 2030. And a lot of that boost is expected to come from creative industries.
Okay, wait. $15.7 trillion. I mean, that's a lot of zeros.
It is.
So does this mean everyone listening should run out and sign up for a coding boot camp, like right now?
Well, not necessarily. Yeah. I mean, it's a valid question to ask.
Right.
But the main point of the article is actually pretty reassuring. It's not about AI replacing humans. It's more about AI and humans working together.
Okay, I like that.
Like, imagine if AI could handle all of those really repetitive, time-consuming tasks that creatives often get bogged down with.
Oh, yeah. Like, what kinds of things?
Things like resizing images or transcribing interviews or even just like generating the first draft of some basic marketing copy.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Right. And then this would free up creative professionals to focus on the stuff that really requires that human touch.
The stuff that AI can't really do. Okay. So like instead of spending hours and hours just tweaking a logo design, you could have an AI analyze like thousands of brand aesthetics and user preferences to generate a bunch of unique options.
Yeah.
And then the designer could come in and use their expertise and their artistic vision to actually make it amazing.
Exactly. You got it. And that brings up a really key point.
Okay. What's that?
Think about those iconic ad campaigns.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
Like Nike's Just Do It.
Right.
Could an algorithm really understand the cultural context, the emotional resonance, the sheer brilliance behind something like that?
Yeah, probably not.
Not really. And this is where human-centered design comes in, which is something the article talks about a lot.
Okay, so you keep saying human-centered design. I get that it's important.
Yeah.
But can you break that down for me? What does it actually mean in this world of AI?
Yeah, definitely. So human-centered design is all about putting the human experience front and center in the whole creative process.
Okay.
It's about understanding your audience's needs, their desires, their pain points.
Yeah.
And then using that understanding to make designs or campaigns or products that really connect with people emotionally.
Okay.
And AI can be a powerful tool to help you do that. But the empathy, the intuition, the understanding of the why behind the what, that still comes from humans. So AI can do all this incredible stuff like analyze mountains of data, find hidden patterns, and even generate creative output. But it's still the human who brings that deep understanding of what it all means.
Right. Like the human has to add that context.
That's exactly. Like cultural nuances or emotional intelligence. And they're the ones who can take all that data and turn it into something meaningful for people.
That makes total sense. It's like the difference between music that's technically perfect but generated by AI versus a song written by a human that makes you feel something.
Exactly. You need that human element, that spark of creativity to make a real connection with an audience.
Absolutely.
And the article actually gives some cool examples of how this partnership between AI and humans could work.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
Like imagine an architect using AI to analyze all sorts of things about a building.
Okay. Like what kinds of things?
Things like structural integrity or energy efficiency or building regulations. But at the same time, that architect is also using their own creative vision to design a space that's both functional and beautiful.
I like that example a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It shows how AI can handle those technical, data-driven parts of the job,
right,
which then frees up the architect to focus on the artistry and making the building a great experience for the people who use it.
Yeah, it's like having a superpowered assistant who crunches numbers and draws blueprints while you focus on the big picture.
I love that.
And this kind of collaboration, it's not just for architects, it can apply to any creative field,
Like what else?
like filmmakers using AI to help with things like storyboarding or visual effects,
Oh, wow.
or maybe even using it to predict how audiences might react to different plot points.
That's crazy.
Or think about musicians using AI to help generate melodies and harmonies, but then they still compose the emotional core of the song themselves.
Wow, the possibilities seem endless.
They really are.
It's like AI is pushing us to be even more creative.
I think so. Instead of being afraid of it, we can use it to help us do more and push the boundaries of what's possible.
I like that mindset a lot. And that actually brings up something else the article talks about.
Oh, what's that?
The need for us to constantly be learning and adapting.
Oh, yeah. That's huge. The creative world is always changing, but with AI coming into the picture, that change is happening even faster.
So creatives who are willing to embrace new technologies, learn new skills, and adapt the way they work are going to be the ones who succeed.
Exactly.
So it's not just about learning how to use specific AI tools.
Right. It's about being open to new ways of working and staying curious and always learning.
It's about having a growth mindset.
Definitely. Yeah. It's all about becoming a lifelong learner, embracing the unknown, and constantly adding to your skill set.
I couldn't have said it better myself. It's a really exciting time to be a creative person, wouldn't you say?
I think so. It feels like we're standing at the edge of something brand new, full of challenges and opportunities.
I agree. And while some people are worried about the downsides of AI, the overall message of the article is really positive.
Okay, that's good.
It sees AI not as a threat, but as something that can kick off a whole new era of innovation and artistic expression.
It's like AI is giving us superpowers, and it's
Yep.
up to us to use them in a way that's responsible and creative.
I love that analogy, and it highlights why human-centered design is going to be so important.
How so? As we use AI more and more in our creative work, we can't lose sight of the human element. We have to make sure that what we create isn't just technically impressive, but also resonates with people emotionally, is ethically sound, and ultimately makes the world a better place.
It all comes back to that human touch, doesn't it?
It does. Our ability to connect with other people, understand their emotions, and tell stories that move and inspire, that's something AI can't do, at least not yet.
Right. And in a world that's becoming more and more driven by AI, those human qualities are going to be even more important.
I think you're absolutely right.
Okay, so we've talked about all of this stuff. What do we do now? How do we get ready for this future where AI is such a big part of the creative process?
Well, the article doesn't really give a step-by-step guide or anything like that, but it does stress that we should embrace this shift instead of being scared of it.
So we should see AI as a tool, not a threat.
Exactly. It's not about robots stealing our jobs. It's about robots becoming our partners in creativity.
I like that.
Like, think about it. If AI can take care of those boring, repetitive tasks, then that gives us more time and energy to do the stuff humans are really good at.
Yeah, like coming up with cool new ideas.
Exactly, and connecting with people on an emotional level.
And I really, the article also mentioned a few things that creatives can do to get ready for this new world.
Oh, right, like what?
Things like just playing around with different AI tools,
Yeah, that's a good one.
or taking some online classes to learn new skills, or even just keeping up with the latest news about AI.
Right, it's all about becoming a student of this new world.
Yeah, and it's not just about learning the technical stuff.
No, definitely not.
It's about getting better at those uniquely human skills that are going to be super valuable as AI becomes more powerful.
What kinds of skills are you thinking about?
Things like critical thinking and problem solving and emotional intelligence and being able to collaborate really well with both humans and machines.
I think those are all going to be more and more important.
So basically, the creative industries are in for some big changes.
That's for sure.
And those who are willing to adapt and learn new things are the ones who are going to thrive.
It really is an exciting time to be a creative person. It feels like we're on the verge of a whole new era.
Yeah, and we have the chance to shape this new era to make it benefit both humanity and the creative spirit.
I totally agree.
Well, I think that's a perfect place to wrap up our deep dive into AI and creativity. It's a really complex topic,
It is.
but hopefully this conversation has given you a better idea of the challenges and opportunities that are coming our way.
Yeah, and remember, this is just the beginning. The world of AI is constantly changing, so stay curious, keep learning, and don't be afraid to experiment.
That's great advice.
You never know what amazing things we can create when we combine human creativity with the power of AI.
That's a really great point. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into AI and creativity. We'll see you next time for another exploration into the world of ideas and innovation.
Thanks for listening. If you found value in today's episode, leave us a review and let us know how you're using AI to boost your business. Until next time, keep innovating.